to get back. Hey! Hey!
Confess your faith. You tell the world love is saving grace. You testify what God has done. He's so loved that he gave his son. You make it known you're free from sin, and that you are truly born again. Life has never been so sweet until you start to feel the heat. Now every time I see your face, I see your smile is in place. With tears of pain stretched inside, what's really going on in your life? Now tell me what you're gonna do when the devil wreaks havoc all over you.
And you caught it first on The Wave.
Catch The Wave on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Network.
Gospel music at its best. Catch The Wave on the NFI.
Everybody began to look up toward heaven. And that old man voice began to talk to me. He said, "Children, one thing about this choir that I sing with now." He said, "We don't have to wait until Sunday morning to sing. But every morning, me and all the angels, we get together and we sing songs that you never heard in your life. And if y'all don't mind, if y'all don't mind, if y'all don't mind, you're gonna let Daddy tell you what he's saying one more time. Can he tell it? When we get there, what I like about it, there'll be no more senior choir, no more young adult choir, no more inspirational choir. But I'm talking about when we get there, everybody's gonna get together. No more jealousy, no more hatred, no more envy. You know how sometimes your body gets tired? You see, there'll be no more Mondays and Tuesdays and Wednesdays and Thursdays and Fridays and Saturdays. But every day, I better let this alone. This thing get good to me. Let me ask you something. Can I let Daddy sing? Can I let Daddy sing? If it's all right, if I let him sing, let me hear you say, yeah. You know, I've been waiting a long time for this. You know, I tell you, I've been waiting a long time. I've been singing with Daddy 17 years. We've had a lot of ups and downs, but I want y'all to know it makes me feel good to be able to stand here tonight. Y'all excuse me for a minute. It makes me feel good tonight to be able to stand here and put my arms around my daddy. I love my daddy, y'all. Somebody got a good daddy like me. Somebody got a good daddy like me. But somebody here ain't got no daddy. Those of you that don't have a daddy, let me ask you something. I don't want you to say it because I'm asking you, but if this isn't the way you feel, let me ask you something. Won't God be a father for you? Won't God be a father for you? One of these days, when this old war is over, we're going to take off these old shoes we got on. Put on a pair of old slippers. Take off these old suits we got on. Put on a long white. I'm gonna let my daddy tell you what we're gonna do when we get there. Singing, y'all. Oh, Jesus, don't let me
Hold on. Listen here. Amazing grace. Shall always,
be
my song of
endless and stay in a pathway that's hard to do, y'all, of duty. Oh Lord, I know it's gonna get hard sometimes. Jesus, if I walk on, Lord, till I come right down, down to the close of my day, I won't have no worries then.
Brother, you. I want everybody. is all confused. You don't know just what to do. The devil is busy everywhere you go. You feel you're losing control. I know a man from Galilee.
What you said?
Done so much for me. You could try and let him have his way. I'm sure he blessed you in the same way. You can't get well. Somebody say you're gonna die. But by his stripes,
well,
you know you're healed. Pull your head up high. I know a man from Galilee. Done so much for me. You should try and let him have his way.
Yeah.
I'm sure he blessed you in the same way.
All right.
Long,
need a little more time, a little more time to pray. Cause I've been in the storm, been in the storm, yes I have. Long, too long.
Thank you. can't find peace nowhere. God, Lord, sick and worried, my little soul is feeling bad. But one day, church, I'm going away, and I'm going up there to stay. Yes, tell the angels,
I'm on my way.
Tell the angels, I'll be home. Tell the angels, I'm on my way. Up there,
I'll
sing.
Tell the
angels, just to be
cool.
Won't you tell them that I'll be there? Tell the angels that I'm on my way, and I'll be up there.
Way down in
my heart.
Is it anybody you don't mind. Can I let Ray Norris sing, y'all? Ray Norris, tell me.
It's pain in my heart.
In my heart.
In my heart.
I got love.
In my heart.
Love of Jesus.
In my heart.
In my heart.
In my heart.
Yes, I do.
In my heart.
I can love my neighbors.
In my heart.
I can love my friends.
In my heart.
Even my enemy,
in my heart,
over and over again,
in my heart,
I got love,
in my heart,
the love of Jesus,
in my heart,
people that don't like me,
in my heart,
I can love them anyway,
in my heart,
cause it's way down,
in my heart,
it's way down,
in my heart,
it's way down,
in my heart,
way down,
in my heart,
way down,
in my heart,
and it's way down. I do way down. If you know you got a love, why don't you wave your hand and tell somebody, I'm glad I got love, 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 love. Yes, I do, and it's way down in my heart.
We are taking it to another level in 2019. Catch the wave.
In touch with God right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, your number one worship and contemporary Christian station in the world, and for the very best in quartet music right here 7 days a week, Mondays through Sundays from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. That's quartet music. Say what? We can do that too. That's contemporary music right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
Hey. If you don't mind.
Looking for a word from the Lord? Join evangelist Janet Wooten with Turn on the Light radio broadcast every Monday at 1 o'clock p.m. to 1:30 p.m. out of Raleigh, North Carolina. And on Tuesday mornings at 9:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. is Apostle Barbara Watkin and Co-Pastor Gladys Smith of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West in Franklinton, North Carolina. You can also join them on Thursdays at 1 o'clock p.m. to 1:30 p.m. On Tuesdays at 1 o'clock p.m. to 1:30 p.m., it's Elder Kerry Hurst, pastor of Word of Deliverance Ministries out of Raleigh, North Carolina. On Wednesdays at 9:30 a.m. to 10 a.m., it's Apostle Monica Bell with Tapping Into Power radio broadcast out of Durham, North Carolina. And on Wednesdays at 1 o'clock p.m. to 1:30 p.m., it's Siobhan and John Pegram with Rivers of Living Water radio broadcast out of Durham, North Carolina. And on Thursdays at 9:30 a.m. to 10 a.m., it's Overseer William Eli Ratcliffe, pastor of the Lincoln Park Holiness Church located at 13 Heath Street, Raleigh, North Carolina, with the True Vine Time radio broadcast. And you can join them on Sundays at 11:30 a.m. to 12 noon, right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. If you're looking for a word and you are ready to be blessed with these awesome men and women of God and the very best in quartet and contemporary Christian music, join us right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. That's Mondays through Sundays from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Tune in on our website at NFIRadio.com.
Are you looking for the Word of God?
then you don't have to look anymore. You can tune in and listen to this powerful man of God, Reverend Robert E. Ellison, fulfilling wisdom and knowledge from the Word of God right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network with Approaching the Finish Line radio broadcast. Reverend Robert E. Ellison, a man with dignity, a man with power, and a man that bring forth understanding.
When running a race, a runner sees signs along the way, signposts that let them know of their progress along the way. The same is with this race that we are running. There are signs that tell us of our progress. How far do we have to go until we reach our destiny? I'm going to talk about destiny. I'm going to talk about heaven. I'm going to talk about life and death. I'm going to talk about perseverance. I'm going to talk about endurance, the millennial kingdom, the thousand-year reign of Jesus here on the earth that's coming. I'm going to talk about angels and demons, apostasy, the falling away from the faith. I'm going to talk about faith. I'm going to talk about all things eternal. These are just some of the things that God has put on my heart. My name is Robert Ellison. I'm coming to you from Fort Washington, Maryland.
Be sure to join in with Reverend Robert E. Ellison with Approaching the Finish Line radio broadcast every Monday, 9:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
And in the last days, says the Lord, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy. The promise of the Father is the Spirit without measure. So we ask Him tonight to saturate us.
God, our Creator and King, reigning over us, we lift our voices to sing. You are glorious. We adore You now. Let Your love pour out on us, saturate us. We fill the air with the song of Your praise. You are worthy, and we give You glory. We reach for the heavens, 'cause we want Your presence to fill. Your glory, and You saturate us. You open the heavens and cover Your people with love and saturated. And we fill the air with the song of your praise. You are worthy.
And we give you glory.
Yeah, we reach for the hands, cause we want to feel. Of your glory, and you saturate us. You open the heavens and cover your people with love and saturate us. Open heaven, let your the cloud of your glory. Yeah. You fill the air with the rain from the cloud of your glory. Yeah. You fill the air with the rain from the cloud of your glory.
worth the living just cause.
and forgive. He lives and dies. Oh, to buy my pardon. An empty grave.
Said to Jesus, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Jesus said, you shall see your brother again. She says, I know I'll see him again in the resurrection. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. But whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Cause he lives. All my fear, all fear is gone.
Love's trying hard just to
is the word alone. You got to have Jesus. Isn't it the word alone? Ain't no way to live. Isn't it the word alone? We got to have Jesus. Isn't it the word alone?
We have your attention because
let me tell you about a man who knows all of my flaws but still loves me. Let me introduce you to this man who won't ever bring your past up again.
If you're not too busy,
do you have a minute to listen about the one who can replace all?
I can't really put it in the words, but that's just,
something about
I don't know everything, but I know this.
I know that I cannot live without him.
We want to tell you about him. He's our healer.
He's my healer.
Jehovah Rapha.
My Savior.
My way maker.
My way maker.
My joy.
My joy.
My joy.
My provider.
Strong tower.
My strong tower.
But most importantly,
and he gave me.
But I realize
there's nobody like Jesus.
Nobody like Jesus. Because when I'm sick, he's my healer. Drowning in my sins.
My Savior.
Waymaker.
Waymaker. My joy.
I didn't have a job.
My provider.
But he provided for me.
My strong power.
But most
importantly, he gave his life for me.
There's only one name.
There's nobody like Jesus.
There's nobody.
Nobody, Lisa.
Sweet.
I've met a lot of great people, but I realize there's nobody like Jesus.
There's nobody like
Come on,
Jesus.
Lisa.
The NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina, revealing the truth of the Word of God and bringing forth the Word of God with power.
My husband and I have been watching your broadcast faithfully for a couple of months now,
mm-hmm.
and really have been blessed. We appreciate your preaching the Word of God without compromising. We have a concern about an issue that has arisen close to us.
All right.
We have just discovered that our pastor is a Mason.
Mm-hmm.
We are disturbed by this and would like your opinion about people who are supposedly serving and preaching the true and living word of God being in the Mason organization. So far in your broadcast, we have not heard Masons discussed.
Being a Mason is of the devil.
Amen.
That's right.
That's right.
Jesus said, in secret have I said nothing.
Amen.
That's right.
The Masonic order claimed that being a Mason is delight. What is masonry? I'm not talking about the organization or the secret sorority, but naturally, what is masonry? Masonry, naturally, is him or her who mastered the craft in cutting stone.
That's right.
To make a stone fit in the process of building a building.
Go ahead.
Are you listening? Jesus called himself the stone.
That's right.
The chief cornerstone.
Yes, sir.
Not a mason.
No.
But he is the chief cornerstone, meaning the main stone that everything supposed to be built around.
Jesus said unto them,
listen,
in Matthew chapter 21 and at verse 42,
follow me, you that's in the Prince Lodge and Scottish Rite,
amen,
the Freemasons and the non-Freemasons.
That's right.
Listen.
Matthew 21 and verse 42.
Follow me.
Jesus says unto them, did you never read in the scriptures?
Did you read in the scriptures?
The stone.
The stone.
Which the builders rejected.
Which the builders rejected.
The same
the
is become.
The same is become.
The head of the corner.
Now, the reason why I say the Masonic order is of the devil, you may build hospitals and give scholarships to colleges. That's all well and good, but it ain't good enough.
That's right.
A scholarship don't give you eternal life.
That's amen. Right.
A hospital don't give you eternal life.
That's right.
We're talking about having a belief that will connect you to God.
That's it.
This is what we're talking about.
That's right.
Now, Masonic order, you say that you have the light. Well, if I'm in the light and I got a brother in the dark,
amen.
According to the belief of the Masonic order, I can't share the light with my brother.
That's right.
Because I take a vow of secrecy.
That's right.
Amen.
And I'm not allowed to reveal the crafts and the arts I'm even initiated.
Right.
If I reveal those secrets, then I have broken the vow. I agreed to have, I believe, my tongue snatched out and my heart cut out.
Amen.
If I tell people how to become a Mason.
Right.
Well, if you are the light, then you should be telling everybody.
That's right.
How to become a Mason.
That's right.
Because if you walk in the light, you know, the scripture says as he is in the light, we have fellowship.
That's right.
That's right.
So being that you took an oath of secrecy and won't tell, I didn't take no oath.
That's right.
And I'm going to tell.
That's right. Amen.
That's right. Right.
Amen.
So if you got a preacher,
amen,
who's a Mason,
that's right,
you got a false prophet.
Hear the truth and be not deceived. Tune us Monday through Sunday from 8 a.m. till 8 p.m. with the Word of God and the very best in quartet and contemporary gospel music. Join us on Facebook Live at NFI Radio Gospel Network.
Welcome back, welcome back. We are live from the NFI studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina, and it is 9:30 a.m. on this wonderful Monday morning. Standing by that awesome preacher, teacher, man of God, and you all are ready to receive him on this Monday. I'm speaking of Reverend Robert E. Ellis out of Fort Washington, Maryland, with Approaching the Finish Line radio broadcast. He is the author and writer of the Biblical Insight of Coping with Chaos. And now, let's join him right here, live from the NFI studios.
Good morning, Reverend Robert E. Ellison.
And good morning, good morning, good morning to all of you, my faithful listeners. It is so good to be with you once again for yet another broadcast of the Approaching the Finish Line. Listen, I just want to remind you all again, I have to keep saying this, that I'm a man on a mission, and that mission is to be salt and light in a decaying world and to occupy until he comes. Listen, I want to thank all of you from the bottom of my heart for joining me from week to week. I want to send out blessings to those of you down in Pankytown, USA, for listening to me. I want to send out blessings to all of you down in DeKalb, Georgia, all of you who are in Fort Myers, Florida, all of you who are in the Big Apple, New York City, in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, blessings to you this morning. Over in Arizona, in Texas, various places there on the West Coast, good morning and God's blessings to you. People from all over the world, it is so wonderful to be with you to share in this evangelistic ministry that my brother, Reverend Thurlin Kearney, has allowed me to be a part of. He has truly been a blessing in my life, and prayerfully together, we can work together in this particular ministry to bring as many people as possible to Christ, because the time is short, and we have to work while there is still daylight, while there is still time. Amen? There's so much for me to talk about today, as usual, and so little time. So I want to get to it, but before I begin today's broadcast, I wonder if you would join me in a moment of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you once again this morning. I come, Lord God, in praise and thanksgiving of this day that you have made, and I shall continue to rejoice and be glad in it. Father, there is no one like you in all of heaven and earth. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. From everlasting to everlasting, you are God and God alone. Now, Father, I pray that you would take control of my thoughts. Take control, Lord God, of the words that I speak. Let everything, Lord, reflect upon your glory. In Jesus' name I ask. Amen. Today, our topic is on angels. As you know, I speak on all things eternal in this broadcast. And you cannot speak on all things eternal unless you speak about angels. Angels are mentioned all throughout the Bible, from Genesis to the book of Revelation. It is filled, it is packed with angels. The interaction between angels and humanity is something that is so evident in the Bible. But before I get to that, I want to go to today's commentary. The commentary is going to cover a couple of things that I hope you are really listening and paying attention to. As you know, today is the day of the great, what I call the great American solar eclipse. It's April 8th, and many people are excited, and so many people are so excited that they are traveling to places where they believe that they will get a bird's eye view of the coming eclipse. I wonder in all of that, though, just how many people are thinking of God in all of their viewing, in their excitement, that God is the one who has created these things. Eclipses in and of themselves are nothing new. However, they are rare. Particular day comes with some hidden surprises in it, and I want to talk about those in this commentary. Today's commentary is entitled Signs. Signs come in many forms as we find ourselves approaching the finish line. They generally depict some form of symbol or warning. Signs are helpful in ways of navigation or, in some cases, even decision-making.
They serve to help guide us in daily living. There are signs that attest to God's glory and majesty. For instance, he's created the sun to give us light by day and the moon and stars to illuminate the night. Today, as much of the nation prepares to witness a rare solar eclipse, there are many ominous signs that some have attributed to this event. Some claim that this event has prophetic implications as a sign of perhaps judgment soon coming upon this nation for its rebellion against God. While this assumption cannot be accurately proven, it is plausible to understand how some could come to such a conclusion. As the culture continues to move further from God, its descent mirrors the depravity of Sodom and Gomorrah. Our nation's leadership seems to promote such depravity with much enthusiasm and even disdain for anyone who disapproves of such actions. This magnifies the spirit of this current age. There were signs as recent as 1 week ago. While most Christians were preparing to celebrate and commemorate the resurrection of Christ from the dead, traditionally known and celebrated as Easter or Resurrection Sunday, at the same time, our elected leadership made a proclamation that this sacred day would be recognized as National Transgender Awareness Day. This is a sign of where the culture is currently. Taking this into account, it's important to note that this kind of thinking does not happen suddenly. There's a progression over time that comes as a result of being given over to a reprobate mind, as referenced in Romans chapter 1, verse 21 of the Bible. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Just 3 years ago in 2021, a U.S. congressman, while on the congressional floor, prayed a prayer and concluded his prayer by praying in the name of the Hindu god, Rama, whom he cited as the all-inclusive god. These were words spoken from a U.S. congressman and pastor of 37 years of his particular denomination. To further the heresy, he concluded by saying, "Amen," and "a woman." Now, this is a sign of what takes place when a nation turns against God. This is the reprobate mind. The decline in progression was also notable in 2016, when the President of the United States at that time, for the first time ever, declared his allegiance for such immoral behavior and even signified it by cloaking the White House in rainbow colors. These were all signs. Taking these things into consideration, it's conceivable to see why some would view recent events as signs of impending judgment. Past week, a 7.4 magnitude earthquake rocked the island of Taiwan, killing 13 and hundreds left stranded. Just 2 days later, a 4.8 magnitude hit the East Coast with an epicenter beginning in New Jersey, sending aftershocks as far as Boston and as far south as Washington, D.C. At the same time, there was an earthquake reported on the West Coast of the United States. It's said to be the largest earthquake to hit New Jersey in over 240 years. Jesus gave examples of signs to look for prior to his return at the end of the age. The frequency and intensity of earthquakes in diverse places is only one of many signs. All of this is preceding today's solar eclipse that will bring with it the emergence of billions of cicadas from two different swarms that will come out of dormancy to cover over 17 states. It is said that this hasn't happened in over 200 years. Couple this with the emergence of brutal winds of hurricane force, torrential rains, and wildfires expected in many regions of the U.S. It's apparent that we are living in perilous times. Events such as these seem to be an ominous foreshadowing of Revelation 9, where it speaks of the swarm of demonic locusts that will appear during that time and the horrible things that will be taking place on the earth. However one may view these events, it's apparent that God is trying to get our attention. Sadly, many will not take heed to these warning signs because they're too distracted by the things of this world. In conclusion, no matter what our circumstances may dictate, it's important to know that God is always in control. The commentary given in this broadcast is not meant to scare anyone, but to prepare all who are listening and watching as prophetic events continue to unfold, as there will be a conclusion to all of this. That is why Bible prophecy is so important within the church. We are to be prepared to give an answer for the hope that lies within us. That's recorded in 1 Peter 3:15. Ultimately, we need to be prepared for the soon return of our Lord Jesus Christ. And that's my commentary for the week. And as we move on to our discussion for today, angels, it's a real pleasure to come to you each and every day, each and every week, to bring to you the Word of God and to speak to you on a personal level. I had the privilege just a few days ago. I ran across a young couple at a nearby horse ranch that I visit frequently, and we had a very interesting conversation. And they are first-time listeners, and I want to thank you for listening. I want to welcome you to the NFI network, and I hope you would tell others also of what is going on here on this network. I run into people from time to time and always excited to share the Word of God with them. They told me, they said, you know, you speak of things that we don't normally hear about in our church, and that's what this broadcast is all about. It's all biblically based, and so I dare to speak of things that sometimes people don't hear from their pastors. So I know that there are pastors that currently listen to this broadcast. Hopefully you can use the material that I bring from week to week to speak to your congregations on. So let's get on with today's broadcast of angels. First of all, there are many different types of angels. You have the cherubim and the seraphim, even archangels. There are the angels that surround the throne of God, the four living creatures, angels with six wings. These are the four living creatures that surround the throne of God. They have eyes all about them. If you were to see an angel in its true form, some of them would shock you. That's why in the Bible, whenever Old Testament saints came in contact with an angel, should an angel appear before them, they would always fall to their face and bow before them. But angels do not
accept worship. And they were quick to tell those who bowed before them, worship belongs to God. You see, angels are ministering spirits created by God for the purpose of serving him in a particular way. Angels were present at the beginning of the creation. This we find in Job 38, 4 and 7. And it reads, where wast thou when I laid the foundations of the earth? This is God talking to Job. Declare, if thou hast understanding. Who hath laid the measures thereof, if thou knowest? Or who hath stretched the line upon it? Are the foundations thereof fastened? Or who laid the cornerstone thereof? Now listen to this. When the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy. God mentions here the morning stars. Sometimes angels are mentioned as stars. Sometimes they are mentioned as sons of God. We see this in the book of Job. I had a broadcast previously speaking about the sons of God and the daughters of men. It was in Genesis chapter 6. The fallen angels who were cast out of heaven along with Lucifer or Satan. There was a group of them that cohabitated with human women. They left their first estate, which was they were once immortal beings, and they gave that up to take human form. That's why God says in the scriptures, you shall die like men. So they're being held in chains in Hades, in the lower parts of Hades or hell, for the day of judgment that's coming. We see a reference of that. The Apostle Peter tells us about how they left their first estate. Angels witnessed the creation of man being made in the image of God. Angels witnessed the fall of man and consequently his expulsion from the Garden of Eden. Genesis 3:24 says, so he drove out the man and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubims and a flaming sword which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life. Had God not placed these two angels with flaming swords at each end of that gate, then man may have been tempted to return to the garden and take part of that tree of life. And if he had done so, he would have been forever locked in his sin with no possible way or means of escape. That's why God did what he did. And not only that, the spirit would have been separated from the body eternally. That's where some people get the misconception of spirits that float around a bodiless spirit. That's what would have happened had God allowed Adam to continue to remain in the garden. You see, it was God's intent that man would have both a body, a soul, and a spirit, a three-part being. That's who God is, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. That's where the image of man is. We are made in the image of God. The angels are not. Angels witnessed the flood of Noah, as well as the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. Genesis 19:13 says, for we will destroy this place, because the cry of them is waxing great before the face of the Lord, and the Lord has sent us to destroy it. Angels are messengers and servants of God, created to minister and to assist the heirs of salvation. That's stated in Hebrews 1:14. Who are the heirs of salvation? The heirs of salvation are you and I. Every believer in Jesus Christ has an angel that's assigned to them, always with them. They were with us from the time of our birth, and they will be with us until we go home. Amen.
Salvation is a mystery to angels. 1 Peter 1:12 says, unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us, they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. You see, they don't understand God's plan of salvation for humanity. They're just servants. They're created to serve God, and they're created to watch over man until that great day. Angels are powerful. And it came to pass that night that the angel of the Lord went out and killed in the camp of the Assyrians 185,000. And when people arose early in the morning, there were the corpses, all dead. That's recorded in 2 Kings 19:35. One angel slew over 185,000 men. That's how powerful angels are. But they are under the direction of God. Next thing, angels witnessed the ascension of Christ from earth to heaven. That's recorded in Acts 1, 10, and 11. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven, as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven. The angels were there as they witnessed Jesus' ascension into heaven. You see, they had taken human form. They stood there dressed in white. The disciples saw them. They spoke to them. Angels have that ability to take on human form. Sometimes we entertain angels at times unknowingly, as recorded in Hebrews 13:12. It says, be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. Knowing this should cause us to think of how we interact with people daily. As we come upon people, strangers, in the street, while we're shopping, sometimes they come to our door. It should cause us to think of the people that we come in contact with. Sometimes we entertain angels unaware. I want to share with you a story. This is many years ago, before my beloved, now departed wife, at this time she had not yet become my wife, and we were in Las Vegas, and it was in a hotel lobby where we were having a conversation, and there was a man who appeared. Don't know which direction he came from, but as my soon-to-be wife and I were speaking, we were talking. We were facing each other in this lounge. The man came up and he sat in a chair behind me. I couldn't see him unless I were to turn around. And as we were talking, my wife at that time said to me, she says, you know, there's a man that's sitting behind and he's behind you and he's just staring. I said, okay, well, let him stare. So he interrupted our conversation only to say one thing. He says to us, excuse me, I don't mean to interrupt, but I just want to tell you what a beautiful couple you make. And I turned and I thanked him for his comment. And we continued our conversation, my future wife and I, at that time. As we talk, she says, what happened to the man who was behind you, who made the comment? I says, isn't he still there? She says, no, She says, I didn't see him get up. I didn't see him leave. I turned around. There was no one there. At that point in time, it dawned on us that we had possibly had a visitation from an angel, a stranger, a man we had never seen, just came to confirm what God had already done spiritually. He showed up. He said what he had to say, and he was gone. So sometimes we entertain angels unawares. Angels are assigned to those who belong to the Lord from their time of birth. This is recorded in Matthew 18:10. It says, take heed that you despise not one of these little ones, for I say unto you that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father which is in heaven. So angels are always appearing before the Lord. There is a passage in the Bible, we refer to it as Jacob's ladder, where angels were constantly going up and down the ladder from earth to heaven, from heaven to earth. In the book of Job, there's a meeting of the sons of God in this passage, where they report, and even Lucifer reports to God, according to the book of Job. You see, in order for him to tempt Job, he had to have the permission of God to do it. Job was tested, and much like we are tested today. So God gave us a bird's eye view in the book of Job, which, by the way, next week, perhaps our program will be on the sufferings of Job. I had intended to speak on another subject, but early, just prior to the broadcast, God put into my spirit to speak on the sufferings of Job. Finally, when angels appear in their true form, their appearance can be overwhelming. Luke 1:11-12, it says that fear came upon Zechariah when the angel appeared. John fell at his feet, at the feet of the angel, to worship the angel that revealed things to him. This is recorded in Revelation 22:8. If an angel were to appear in its true form, most of us would be awe, would be struck in with awe. And we may be even tempted to do as John or as Zechariah or as many of the Old Testament prophets did when angels appeared to them. Angels worship God only. Then said he unto me, see thou do it not, for I am a fellow servant and of thy brethren the prophets, and of them which keep the sayings of this book. Worship God. So this is just an introduction into the subject of angels. I could speak probably for the next 2 hours on this particular subject, because it's recorded all through the Bible. Every place from the Garden Tomb into the book of Revelation, angels blowing trumpets, angels with vials and with bowls, angels holding back the four winds of the earth in the book of Revelation, angels returning with the Lord Jesus Christ with his glorified church. But I see that time has once again crept up on me, and it's this broadcast is quickly coming to an end. If you want to get in touch with me, you can reach me at Approaching the Finish Line broadcast or Approaching the Finish Line at gmail.com, Approaching the Finish Line at gmail.com. Once again, thank you for listening. Thank you for allowing me to share this time with you, and I look forward to speaking with you next week. Until then, God bless. And go tell somebody that there's a preacher out there on the NFI network that's not ashamed of the gospel, but it's preaching the truth, it's giving sound doctrine, and it's not a watered-down gospel. Tell somebody, tell a neighbor, tell a friend. Most of all, I want you to tell them about Jesus, and he's coming soon. God bless.
Sometimes I think about what the end is going to be. But I want the church to know tonight I'm not going to turn around. I've been on this journey for 36 years. And I'm not tired yet. In fact, we're going to sing a song in a few minutes that said, I don't feel no ways tired. But every time somebody asks me and say, what you going to do after 36 years? Where are you going from here? You know what I tell them? I believe I run on.
See what the end is going to be.
Believe I run.
You've been listening to Reverend Robert E. Ellison out of Fort Washington, Maryland, with Approaching the Finish Line radio broadcast. Be sure to join him every Monday, 9:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. I got a race to run, and I'm running by faith to the finish line where I see God's face.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in stereo, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world. California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in stereo, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
I'm gonna stay.
No.
thank you, Jesus. I'm going to stay. Under the blood. Gonna stay. Under the blood. Gonna stay. I ain't going nowhere. Under the blood. Oh yeah. Ain't no one can't do me wrong. What about can I get a witness here tonight? Under. How many of y'all is under the blood tonight? Jesus. Do y'all know that healing in Jesus' blood? Can I get a witness here tonight? I'm not talking about the blood of a bird. No, no. I'm not talking about the blood of a bull. I'm not talking about no animal blood. Although I can remember reading what God told Moses to tell the children of Israel to kill an animal and put the blood up over the door. Can I get a witness? He said, when I come by late tonight, when I come by late tonight, when I come by late tonight, I'll fly all over. Can I get a witness here tonight? You know, nobody was able to shed blood for you and I. Can I get a witness? And I'm thinking about now just how it was after Jesus died. Came out of that body and went down in hell. Can I get a witness here tonight? Seemed like I could see him in my mind. When he got out in hell, y'all, he began to beat that devil. Can I get a witness here tonight? He began to whoop that old devil and take the keys from that rascal. Can I get a witness here tonight? All of the prophets have been dead a long time. They was in Abraham's bosom. But you know what they done? No doubt they were standing on the banks of hell, looking down at Jesus. And he beat that old devil. No doubt they said, go ahead, Jesus. Go ahead, Jesus. Go ahead, Jesus. Go. 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 Can I get a witness? Oh. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The blood. Oh, yeah. Somebody tell him thank you.
I consider my life and times, wrong turns and how you made them right. All I can say is, this is what grace looks like. Persisting on this pilgrim journey, stumbling, stalling, but you never desert me. And all I can say is, this is what grace looks like. Oh, I thank you for your grace, yeah. of my day. Your goodness and your mercy too are the only way I made it through. Thank you for your grace. Cover the length of my day. Your goodness and your mercy too are the only way I made it through. This is what grace looks like. This is what grace looks like.
You gotta keep your hands open. You gotta keep your heart open.
Teach me how to receive every blessing. Teach me how to receive every blessing, give me the wisdom to understand how things work together for my good and your plan. Oh, for grace to believe that I will receive every blessing. Teach me how.
said, your living word will fulfill. Oh, for grace to believe that I will receive every blessing. Teach me how to receive.
Satisfies my soul. Anybody wanna be satisfied? Teach us how to receive. Finish your workings.
Waiting for me.
Dreams are waiting.
this moment, and for God I pray for it. Now that I remember, I want to thank God for it. Thank you, Lord. I prayed for this moment, but for God I pray for it. Now that I remember, I want to thank God for that. Yeah.
This is an old song that I used to hear my grandfather sing. He wouldn't get in no hurry, but he'll say, oh, trouble's in my way. I have to cry sometimes. So much trouble. I have to cry sometimes. I lay awake at night. But that's alright.
Thank you.
The Wave 7 days a week, 8 a.m. till 8 p.m. at NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina, on our website nfiradio.com or on Facebook at NFI Radio Gospel Network. Or listen by phone by calling 347-215-8049. We also have a television gospel broadcast that airs every Saturday from 4 p.m. till 5 p.m. out of DeKalb, Georgia, on DeKalb Channel 25, or live stream us at DeKalb25.com.
It's all live right here on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Can I introduce somebody to y'all? Reverend F.C. Barnes. Bet you can't do that again. Y'all didn't hear me. I said, Reverend F.C. Barnes. Rev, wait a minute. We ain't gonna be in no hurry. Why? Cause we old-fashioned. We gonna take y'all back old school. Can we do it? Now the Bible says that God is a man that he cannot lie. Neither is he the son of man that he should repent. That means that he cannot and absolutely, somebody say absolutely, will not change. Can I tell y'all tonight? God is God and he won't change. All right. I tell you that God is God. Say about it tonight.
God is God and he don't change. Do you believe that?
Oh, God
ever been in trouble tonight, you would be able to say, God is a lawyer and he won't. Real, you don't know that about that. You know something about that too.
I know that God is a lawyer.
I know he won't. Been a little sick, but tell me what God heals for you.
He's a doctor, and he don't
change.
I got the witness out there.
Is my provider,
and he won't.
I ain't got no witnesses out there.
Yeah, you got witnesses right there.
Alright.
and touch of the bar. Bless your thanksgiving name.
Glory to his name, yes, oh, I
shall not
blessing, saying glory to his name, yeah. Planted by the water, oh, shall not be. You can talk about me.